Permian will be kicking off from the south. The Indians, Fort Natchez Groves, that is, of third-year coach Doug Etheridge, own the better offense of the two teams, although the largest backfield starter is the coach's son, Richie, who weighs in at 185. Two seniors, Anthony Garcia and Mark McKinnon, have amassed 1,500 yards and 21 touchdowns between them, while a junior in the backfield has added 350 yards. The quarterback, the coach's son, has thrown for more than 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns from his multiple eye attack, coming up with 24.6 points per game. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our invocation by Lisa Sweat of Fort Natchez Groves High School. The invocation here at Texas Stadium in Irving by Lisa Sweat of Fort Natchez Groves High School. The Fort Natchez Groves Indians' only setback of this season came in the third game to Pasadena South Houston 17-16, but they avenged that non-district loss by thumping South Houston 32-7 in the regionals. And now, across the field, the Fort Natchez Groves High School band and our national anthem. Continue to wait for the kickoff of this state championship football game that's to be played today in Texas Stadium in Irving. We might say that Permian might feel a little bit fortunate to be playing for the state championship in light of its meager offensive attack. The leading rusher is a part-time quarterback who nets only about 39 yards per game that he plays. The leading running back has led 124 times for 453 yards or something like 36 yards per game. The leading scorer for the Odessa Permian Panthers and their chief offensive weapon is a young man by the name of Russell Wheatley, only a 145-pound senior place kicker who has 14 field goals and has figured in 8 wins with his talented toe. In fact, only last week, his 62-yard field goal, a national record, aided by a slight wind behind his back, enabled Permian to nip the top-ranked team in the state, number one-rated Longview, 10-9. Permian, like Fort Natchez Groves, lost one regular season game, a 17-0 whitewashing to San Angelo. The Panthers have scored 231 points in their games to now, compared to Fort Natchez Groves' 345. But who'll be scoring those points, who'll be starting in what position, becomes important to us. In fact, we'll have the starting lineup for you in just a minute. The Odessa High School song. for the Fort Natchez Groves alma mater. Indian band in the school's alma mater. The Indians have elected to receive the football, so let's take a look at how they will line up offensively. Andy Gilbert, a 6'1", 148-pound senior, will be at split end. Carl Segura, 5'10", 171-pound senior at quick side tackle. The quick side guard is Wade Terrell, 5'11", 174-pound senior. At center will be Tyrone Decker, 6'1", 171 senior. Kelly Hall, 6'1", 187-pound senior at strong side guard. Strong side tackle is Vaughn Robinson, 6'1", 210. He is the senior. And Kyle Aguilar, 6'6", 209. Senior will be a tight end. The backfield will have Mark Buchanan, 5'11", 175. A senior starting at the tailback position. At fullback will be Anthony Garcia, 5'8", 163-pound junior. At halfback is Kevin Landry, 5'9", 160-pound junior. And as Doug indicated to you, Richie Etheridge, the coach's son, 5'11", 183-pound junior, will be starting in that position here this afternoon and playing before his grandparents and an uncle who are here for the ball game.
Permission to broadcast this afternoon's high school championship playoff game was granted to Diamond Shamrock Oil and Gas Company by the University Interscholastic League. No other broadcast, telecast, or rebroadcast of this origination is permitted without written authorization from Diamond Shamrock. The University Interscholastic League reserves the right to approve broadcast personnel and set standards for the broadcast. And Warren, what about more lineups?
Well, for one thing, we're going to have Santa Claus starting out. It looks like he's decked out in the traditional colors of Odessa High School. If you don't wear black and white around Odessa, nothing fits. And he's down there wearing black and white Christmas uniform, old Santa Claus. Odessa Permian has picked up its last three victories by a total of 4 points. And they will be starting an offensive at split end, Ricky Ross, 5'10", 158-pound senior. Strong side tackle is Dub Harrison, 6'3", 196-pound senior. Monty Marshall, 5'10", 197-pound junior at strong side guard. The center is Rich Costry, 5'11", 195-pound senior. At tight guard, the most valuable lineman in District 5-4A, Kevin Steen, 5'11", 205-pound senior. He works both ways also. Randy Tekel, 6'1", 190-pound junior, will be at the tight tackle, and tight end is Lance Miller, 6'3", a 200-pound senior. In the backfield at tailback, Johnny Hauser, 6'1", 173-pound senior. The fullback, Lyndon Koch, 5'10", 160-pound junior, will get the starting call because of injury to Kevin Smith last week, who sustained a shoulder injury and, of course, had to miss the big one here today. And wingback will be Ronnie Freeman, 5'10", 168-pound senior, while the quarterback to start will be Chris Howard, one of the co-captains for today's ball game, who is sharing that honor along with Kevin Steen. Howard, 6 foot, 175-pound senior. They don't throw the ball an awful lot, but they throw it a lot more than they did in years past.